I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report and a personal look at life in New Zealand with New Zealand native Wendy Petrie. Welcome back to Travel World.
Thank you.
Wendy, growing up in New Zealand, where were the more exotic places for New Zealanders to travel to?
Oh, definitely the Pacific Islands. We are surrounded by Pacific Islands like Fiji and Tahiti, Samoa. And for New Zealanders, it's only sort of 3 hours away. And you can be in Fiji and lying on a beach, you know, sipping a cocktail. So it's fabulous. And New Zealanders live so far away from everything else. It's wonderful just to go 3 short hours to a little island, although I must say Australia is also a big destination for New Zealanders. But one thing about New Zealanders is that we love to travel, and, you know, we really do travel a lot because we're so far away. I guess we feel this great need to travel far and see the world. So you'll find New Zealanders in just about every place you look, I think. Living in North America, it's so great being able to travel 3 hours and be in a different country. You know, go to Canada and go to America. You can be in Mexico on a plane in 3 hours.
Where is the destination outside of New Zealand that you would visit most commonly yourself?
Oh, that's a tricky one. Well, while I was in New Zealand, I would probably say Australia because it's got fabulous shopping and it's a bit of a bigger city. So if you really wanted to go out and shopping and visit the cafes and restaurants, you'd go to Sydney or Melbourne. But also, you know, for a layback holiday, it would be Fiji. I love Fiji. It's fabulous. It's got fabulous hotels and white sand beaches and the blue ocean. It really is great. But also, I like to go to LA, and I have a few friends in London. So, I kind of like to go as many places as I can, really.
I'm Willem Backus with the Travel World Report.